It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. On Tuesdays, we invite Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, to look at business in the Pittsburgh region. Today, we're looking at event planning. From marathons to corporate gatherings, it's a highly profitable business with a surprisingly low startup cost that has grown tremendously in the past decade. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's nice to be here, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is involved in event planning?
Well, according to a recent report in the Wall Street Journal, it takes about 150 hours for a planner working with her or his staff to produce a major event from start to finish. So you do the math.
That's like three working weeks of just regular 40-hour weeks and then some.
Right, and then some. And these are for major events. But so when you do the math, there are millions of events multiplied by hundreds of hours, which really equates into opportunities for so many people who are in the field or entering the field. And when we talk about event planning, we're actually breaking it down into two parts, the types of events and what's actually involved in the planning.
What do event planners actually do behind the scenes? You know, what kind of work is going on there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So first of all, when we talk about events, we're everything from celebrations to educational conferences to promotions to commemorations. I mean, that list goes on and on. So event planners conduct research. They can create an event design. They find a site. They arrange for food, decor, entertainment. They do transportation. They send invitations. They coordinate the activities. The list goes on and on. They do evaluations at the end. They hire employees. They supervise it. I mean, just saying all those things exhausts me, right? It is so much work. So, and a lot of people, I think, as they're looking at it, tend to go toward specialization, which is really what I recommend, because if you're really known in one area as being really good, that will make you even more desirable.
And so what is the size of the event planning market? This is apparently, as I mentioned, a growing market.
Yes, it really is. And it's truly an industry unto itself. So it's grown tremendously in the last two decades. And according to recent research conducted by the Certified Special Event Professionals, which is CSEP, annual spending for special events worldwide is over $500 billion a year. Think about that. It's huge. And so the job growth has really accelerated in this area because when you think about globalization, we're looking at meetings worldwide and staffs to really support those meetings. And the total number of meetings, according to one report I read, was over a million in the United States alone. And that was according to a meeting market report, which is part of Meetings and Conventions magazine. So, and then there's certainly thousands of smaller meetings. So that is a lot of meetings, Paul.
Yes. Well, and you are always good at dispensing advice. So what is involved in starting your own event planning business, and should you specialize?
Right. So number one, I really think that you should specialize, especially in this day and age of niche marketing, niche branding, and everything else, because if you're an expert in one area, that really will make you marketable. But you have to really evaluate, like, are you a troubleshooter? Can you deal with total disaster, Paul? How is your organizational ability, your attention to details? You really have to keep track of an amazing number of details. I read one thing that said that you should think from the completion of the result and then go backwards and see everything that you need to get done. You have to have a stout heart. This is not for the weak at heart, Paul.
Well, it depends on what kind of disasters you're talking about.
Well, you just never know what could happen. Events are living and breathing entities. You can't go back and re-record or tape over. You really need nerves of steel, and you really have to have decision-making abilities and be able to make split-second decisions. So, like, if you're the last person to order a restaurant because you can't decide what you want to eat, you should not be an event planner. So those are some of the things that we really look at. Good communication skills. You got to like people. I mean, you're working with people. So, and you have to be somewhat creative. You might not be a total artist, but you have to really think creatively. So I sum this up as having grace under pressure.
Mm. Right. What are the industry associations and resources?
Okay, so ISES is a major player. It's an international association. It's the International Special Events Society, and it also has a local Greater Pittsburgh chapter. It's comprised of 7,200 professionals in 38 countries, and that's really a lot of people, everything from event planners and producers, florists, destination management, and their mission is really to educate and advance and promote the special events industry. and it has a network of professionals. And then the Pittsburgh chapter is one of the fastest growing chapters, and it's a relatively new chapter, but it's exciting to know that we have a local chapter, and that chapter consists of 78 local event professionals. So that's one. There are certifications. The Certified Special Events Professional Program offers a certification. There is also a CPM, and a CPM is a Certified Meeting Professional, which has much more to do with meetings and trade shows. So there's some certifications available, and I think there's a lot of opportunity in this market.
And last but not least, what are some of the hot trends in the industry?
So I really went and did some interesting research, and of course you need to publicize yourself. So here are some really interesting ways of doing that. There's something called Visualize Me, which is the hottest tool around to create an infographic from your LinkedIn profile. You can do a video resume. You can do a slide share. You can crowdsource speakers. Cities have become event playgrounds. So I think those are really some cool things. There's something called socialpics.com, which allows you to create stories and gain fans at your event by then instantly loading things on Facebook. There's something called Alance, which allows you to actually post yourself as a freelancer, and then people are looking for that. We're hosting an event on the 8th of March, which is about the marathon and how do you do that. And then there's another event coming up on April 5th called Forces of Nature, and that's a bunch of event planners who are going to come together and look at the forces of nature and really do some fundraising for victims of natural disasters. So fun things are happening in Pittsburgh.
It's fascinating. And Rebecca Harris, sharing all this information with us, is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and our business correspondent. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we celebrate our first anniversary of our debut as a daily show on 90.5 WESA. We'll be joined by Pittsburgh Mayor Luke Ravenstahl. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.